Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we have been walking through the book of 1 Samuel, and now we're in chapter 28. And the last time we saw David, at the very beginning verses of chapter 28, he had been told that he would fight with the Philistine army against the Israelites. And he had just been promoted to be the bodyguard of Achish, the ruler of a region of the Philistines. In chapter 29, we are snapped back to that scene with David. The location is Aphek, which, if you remember from chapter 4, is the location where the Philistines were camped when they captured the Ark of the Covenant from the Israelites, which brought about the death of Eli, which led the people of Israel to cry out, "Give us a king like the nations." Now, all five of the Philistine rulers have gathered at Aphek to mobilize their troops and get ready to march for battle. And the big question is, what will David do? David has been in the Philistine camp for 16 months. He had navigated the situation pretty deftly, convincing the Philistines that he was on their side by saying he was raiding Israelite areas, but all the while actually raiding and destroying other people. And now, because of his deviousness, David is forced into a decision he does not want to make. David was being asked to fight against his kinsmen, perhaps even against Jonathan, his best friend. But isn't that just the way we sometimes work? And isn't that the temptation of sin? We oftentimes seek refuge and comfort and rest in the world, in sin, and then become friendly with it. We say things like, "Hey, this isn't so bad. This provides some relief, some comfort. My family is doing better. We are happier." Until you get to the point to where the world calls upon you to forsake your God. You realize you need to be rescued from your sin, but you are in so deep with it that you don't know really what to do. What is the old saying? Sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to give. This is the case with David and his duplicitous life. He sought temporal salvation and safety from the world. He compromised. He's like the Christian today who says he believes in Christ and generosity, but also wants the comforts of this life, so he hoards his money. David is like the mom who says she finds her identity in Christ, but she spends her time comparing herself and trying to live up to all the virtual supermoms on social media. What could possibly go wrong in this type of lifestyle? Well, what goes wrong is exactly what we see on the pages of Scripture. The two are at war with one another. So there are very real, down-to-earth, nitty-gritty decisions to be made. But what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? As you pray today, please remember Larry Wood, our European coordinator. And also remember the GoRamie LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.